Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Oh!
The Friday special.
Friday special.
Special.
Brought us the news stories in, Joe.
We are suffering because off air we've had something spicy to eat. And it's only started kicking in now.
I don't know what's going on.
The tip of my tongue is whoo, crazy.
It's like, yeah, it's like someone's let off some indoor fireworks in my mouth.
Do you like
fireworks? People's house when they have indoor fireworks?
Huh?
Indoor fireworks.
I've never seen indoor fireworks. Do you mean a sparkler?
No, like a Catherine wheel inside.
Never.
Yeah.
There's not a thing.
You can get indoor fireworks
and
it's like...
Lying.
Just like go off 3 feet.
Where does
the
pfft go?
Air, lounge, kitchen, nana. Dead. Gateford estate, mate. Can't move for indoor fireworks in workshop.
You've had a bad experience with fireworks? You've been like attacked or like one come at you?
One come at me? What, like trying
yeah,
to
like,
fight
me? Yeah, like it falls over and then
No, I've never had a bad experience with fireworks. I like fireworks though. Have you had a bad experience?
My cousin once got attacked by one. It dropped to the floor. Woo!
Stop saying attacked by one like it did it by on purpose.
You ever been attacked by a firework?
Hello everyone. Yes, once when we were in work, as I told you last episode, in our cottage, we had all the fireworks lined up on the hill, and then the obviously the land's uneven, so then they started just firing all at people, like jumping behind cars and everything.
Do you miss work?
Yeah, I loved work. I loved it. We just weren't going there so much, so we said goodbye to that cottage. But it was great fun. There was no electricity. There was just candles. We had like a generator. That was where that cat was that used to just sit there dribbling all day and that, and the others.
I feel like on the Friday's episode we dig more into Ethan's like sort of history and childhood.
Sounds like an
life.
Explosive place that, with the fireworks and everything going on.
Okay. Yeah, just.
How did you? And this will go on to my story. How did you shower / bath?
I would just use the shower and bath.
Where did that water come from? Do you have a boiler?
I must have had a boiler.
If you squeeze your mum tight enough, you don't really ever get cold, do you?
The juices.
Oh, no, sorry. It's like gas, isn't it? Like gas, like you heat it up, don't you? I think.
So you did have electricity then?
What, a stove? No, there was no electricity. Yeah. It was just like... you used to heat up the room, you used to have like little... Like stove things in the corner.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Cool, isn't it? Are we good at DIY? Are you good at DIY?
I'm not bad at it. I'm probably slightly better than average, but I'm not great.
I can put. Talk to me. What are you saying?
Okay, I can put a lock on a door. I can.
Can you?
Yeah, I could retile a small area. I've taken off a door and changed the fittings and screwed the door back on and stuff like that. I could do stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. I can't rewire a plug. I think that's the marker for if you're quite good at DIY. If you can rewire a plug, you're well above average.
I know someone who could definitely rewire a plug. His name is Ethan James.
No, I wouldn't know where to start. I'm not very good with things like that. I feel like there's a lot of things in life which I just don't get yet. Maybe because I'm too young.
Okay.
I don't understand what a mortgage really is. I don't understand what an ISA is.
Female orgasm.
A haircut.
No,
fashion.
I'm quite the expert on them things, I think.
What, haircuts?
Yes.
Go on, what else?
How many female orgasms have you had, Ethan?
You
just had one then. You just had one then by the sound of things. We've got our stories with us this week.
Yeah.
Some tremendous stories last week.
Well, why I brought the baths up is because this guy is something I want to talk about. This is a IT consultant not too far from us in Cheshire called John. And he's recently sold a story to the MEN about him and the way he baths. This gentleman spends £4,000 a year only bathing / showering with bottled water. He doesn't use tap water.
This isn't true.
This is true. There he is there. Unfortunately, I'm on the wrong website. I couldn't find it on the MEN. This is him. John Jr., 34, reckons cutting out tap water 5 months ago improved his health and well-being. He goes on. Oh, my God, there's a picture of him in a bath. He uses the 2-litre big ones from Co-op.
No, they're the 5 litres.
5 litre black boys. So he goes on, he says,
hang on a sec, turn that round.
What?
That looks exactly like my bathroom.
Is this you?
Who the fuck, who's Lizzie with?
Is that why
you're bathing with a bottle of water?
Do you think your recycling bin's full all the time and you've no idea why?
I wonder why it sounds
Lizzie,
like
you drink a lot of water.
It sounds like a ball pool in there. Bottles popping about.
John claims that switching to bottled water has curbed his anxiety, migraines, and eczema. John buys bottled water from his local co-op to wash with and drink.
Do you know the fucking audacity? Two things. One, huge waste of plastic water, everything, no matter what.
100%.
But the sheer gumption, spunk, that you must have to buy your bottled water from co-op, arguably the most expensive of the common high street stores. As what? If you're not getting it from Asda or Costco or something like that. You're getting it from Co-op. The same place where it costs £4.20 for a little pack of chicken breast.
Yeah.
That is obscene. This man is a dickhead.
This man, guess how much he spends. Oh, no, how many litres do you think he uses a day?
Well, a bath's got to be 50 litres minimum.
He uses around 30 to 40 litres a day. And he'll just heat one single kettle up of hot water to put in to make him feel comfortable. This is incredible. It costs him £360 a month, which he's working out to £4,000 a year.
This person needs help, doesn't he? And I don't mean that in a bad
way. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't mean like he needs to go to a professional. He needs someone in his immediate family or friends or relationship to go, John Jr., what the fuck is going on here? That can't be helping him. It's no different.
Yeah.
It's not fixing anything. You're wasting so much plastic, so much water, so much money. That is obscene and wrong.
12 quid a day on bottled water to bath in.
That don't even seem like enough. You can't get 30 litres of water for 12
Water's
quid.
Water's got that much money.
30 litres for 12 quid.
Yeah, but you're not buying Evian's, are you?
I would.
You're smart.
I only buy in Fiji water, mate.
You're buying your supermarket's own.
Which is probably fucking tap water. Yeah. It's probably tap water anyway. Ethan, what do you make of this? As a man who baths, once every 6 months?
Oh, last bath I must have had would have been a few years ago, I think. Yeah. Well, obviously,
The body cleans itself, doesn't it? Is your motto.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Ethan doesn't wash.
I've got a friend who did that with his hair, and he looked like a right gritty fucker for a few weeks, but then it did come right. He started cleaning himself. I think there's cheaper things you can do. You can buy Sanex or E45 for his skin problems. That'll probably assist him. Also, how do you fill up the shower with this bottled water and stuff?
Yeah,
how
you can't have showers, can
I? I think nailing down to it, he doesn't have showers, he just baths every day.
The other thing is, this takes so long. Filling up a bath with bottled water has got to take minimum 15 minutes, 20 minutes before he's even got in. Yeah. This guy's spending probably an hour a day washing.
Incredible. And he's saying he's cutting back, obviously, because of the cost of living crisis.
Oh, fucking love that. Some people can't afford fucking smart price fish fingers. And this dickhead's like, you know what? You know the pennies are tight when you can't even fill your bath with fucking bottled water anymore. It must be so hard, pal. Honestly. My drive that is made of licorice that I relay every day is really struggling in this summer heat. What is this whole house made out of? I'd love to see it. I'd absolutely love to see it.
I've got some advice for him. Move to Buxton.
Yeah. Perfect. Right. The tap water is just spring water.
Oh, have you ever seen in Buxton? There's the...
That's where... Is that Buxton, the Buxton water bottles?
Yeah. Same thing. The very same. It's almost like he brought that up on purpose.
Oh, Buxton's also a place. I thought it was just a water company.
Yeah, Buxton's a place. Beautiful. You've never been to Buxton, Ethan.
Yeah.
Where is
You've
it?
You've never been to Smart Water just off the A6. Go on.
Oh.
Ever you
got this? No, don't say me because that is a real place.
Where's the what's the green one called? Green.
Ballygowan. That's the one they give you at KFC. Come on. Highland Spring.
No, I've lost it.
Volvic!
Fuck! So Buxton have a tap in the city centre, no, the town centre, that's just constantly flowing Buxton water, fresh Buxton water.
Who's pouring the bottled waters in at the top of the hill?
People are there with buckets. Like the locals queue up on a Saturday. I don't know why a Saturday, but they queue up and they fill up big buckets and they walk it on the reds like that. And they walk, I swear on my life. I swear on my life, that's the thing. Don't look at me like that.
Big buckets that balance on their head.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've been to Wuxton three times.
Do you know how much water weighs? You know, obviously, it's every litre of water weighs 1 kilogram.
Right.
So if you take 50 litres of water, which is what you'd need to do anything with, 50 kilograms on your head.
There's like a mini Ethan.
That's one Ethan on your head.
So
this man is awful. Yes?
There's a lot. Yeah, he needs to recycle more. He needs to do better, doesn't he?
He's taking the piss with this, isn't he?
So crazy.
Unbelievable.
Is there anything you do weird, washing yourself-wise, cooking-wise, anything around the house that you think you could one day become like a story in the paper? Like anything excessive, Ethan, that you do?
Probably quite a lot of things I do, actually. Sorry, come back to us and I'll try and narrow down to one. Drew Smith.
Anything like that? Nothing like that. What about you? Mm. Oh, no, I do actually.
Go on.
If ever I buy fruit, ever, no matter how much I buy, I used to test this at uni.
Yeah.
Because I love fruit growing up. And I thought when I go to university or when I move out, I'm going to buy as much fruit as I want. So I used to go to the shop and buy a week's worth of fruit. I buy a bag of oranges, punnet of grapes, bag of apples, some blueberries, fucking tin of light cheese. Just go mad.
Can I guess the end of the story?
Yeah.
You'd not eat any of them?
No.
I'd say, man.
No. Not that.
Fucking don't eat any of it.
I eat it all the day I buy it. No matter how much fruit I buy.
What?
I will sit there and I will eat a bag of oranges and a punnet of grapes and a pot of fucking strawberries.
Mad.
I will eat all of the fruit in one day, every time. The only time I don't is bananas, because there's no joy in eating 8 bananas. But if I buy a bag of oranges or a punnet of grapes, it's gone. Do you know what I've eaten? I've got the world record for the most bananas eaten a minute. Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. I set this world record when I was 17.
How many did you have?
6 in a minute.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
There's no way you can eat 6 bananas in a minute.
I did it. I'll find the video on YouTube and we'll put it in. I look very different. Short hair, different. This was 12 years ago. But my mate, his girlfriend, she was breaking up with him. And I thought I'd cheer him up by eating loads of bananas. And the world record at the time was 4 in a minute.
Did you eat his banana?
I don't know. I wanted to cheer him up, make him fall in love with me.
Peter Andre nearly died eating 6 bananas.
That's not true. You have to eat like 1,000 bananas.
No, Peter Andre nearly died. Potassium addiction.
Not addiction.
No. Ethan, what's your story, mate?
Make sure you check out the Sloppy Joe's Patreon, where the top sloppers unite to get all of the best Sloppy Joe's content. What extras do you get? Great question. Extra podcasts, live podcasts, behind the scenes videos. You also get early access to all of our podcasts and the very special Sloppy Joe's feature, where Joe McGrath tells you about times that he has pooed himself. There's another one way to describe it. He shits himself all the time. If you want to be the ultimate slopper, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. As you can see there, the link is in the description for all of that extra stuff. The slop mamas, the slop daddies, the slop goblins, yeah? Mr. and Mrs. Slop Shop. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. For the ultimate sloppy experience.
All right, this is a little bit mental. So Manisha sent me this. It's a bit of an agony banter one in some ways, but someone's
changing
basically
the format of the new pod already.
Incredible.
No, but it's still recent, I think. So someone's documented this online. So if you don't mind me reading it, I'll try and be quicker than the French football one that I did. So it says a little backstory. When I first started having sex.
Oh dear. Oh, yep. Straight in the deep end.
Quite literally. I researched into ways to be better, as I was a little stiff and pretty much had no idea what I was doing.
A little stiff is on the right track.
Yeah.
I read online that you can play music and match the rhythm in order to put on a better performance. So
you've got to check your BPM there, though, aren't you? Because if you get that wrong, imagine trying to keep up with fucking There's No Limit or something. Too unlimited. You'd be knackered after 12 seconds, wouldn't you? It's easier to keep the rhythm if you put on an old blues track from the 50s. Anyone can keep up with that. Go on, Ethan.
Well, basically, Drew, what happens is that he adds this specific song to his playlist, and he uses this song in the last couple of his relationships. But in this present one, his partner comes out and tells him, listen, I don't like it. But by this point, he's been using it for the last 2 years. So she's only come out now and said, I don't like it. And it completely puts me off. So now whenever So he's learned his rhythm to this beat, okay?
Do we know the song? Or is it building up to it?
It's building up to that bit. So his whole sex life is now ruined. So now they have sex and they don't have music at all, and it's just awkward. Yeah. The whole thing is weird, and it's ruined his sex life. I'll now play the song for you. It's not a song you'll know. It's a bit bizarre, but the beat is rather interesting. I'll put it next to the microphone.
Imagine this being on my room.
What the hell?
Sounds like you're going off into space. I do know this song. Is that in it?
Are we going to get copyright?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We can't play this.
We're not...
video.
That's
just gonna stay in. That's imagine doing everything and it sounds like you're on some sort of like alien mouse symphony where they're all playing little meow, 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 meow,
meow. But basically his rhythm is that is da, 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 da.
Isn't that Morse code for help me?
Yeah.
What do you like to do it to Ethan?
The Noddy theme tune.
Noddy.
Have you ever heard of Rap God by Eminem?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like a fucking pneumatic drill, that lad.
He just does Blur song too because he's done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Love that. More of a theme tune than a song.
What's your story of the week, Joe?
Man found alive at the bottom of the sea 3 days after his boat sank. Wow. Have you seen this?
No.
So this is a reflective. This happened 10 years ago.
Okay.
But I want to bring it to
on
this.
On the money.
I want to bring it to the table. But 10 years ago to the day.
Oh, look, we've been 3 podcasts in. You bring a crazy story about someone who has sex to a wild song.
Yeah.
You bring a 10-year-old story.
Well, it's 10 years old to the day.
What's bringing next week? The Chilean miners story.
Oh, what? Have you heard this?
What a great story. 10 years to the day, though, that's the thing. Not this day, May 23rd. A man named Harrison O'Keen survived 3 days at the bottom of the sea in a shipwreck, right?
Amazing.
29-year-old had been trapped in the freezing cold and pitch black darkness 100 feet beneath the ocean surface for 60 hours. He's believed to have been just hours from death when he was found. I want to show you this picture. There's a video. We'll put a little bit in.
Okay.
That's him there.
Oh,
the
my God.
Sort of tit high in water.
Tit high indeed.
And everyone's going, oh my God, it's incredible. Imagine how bad it would be. It's pitch black, really dark. Like, just, I was really thinking, imagine the peace and quiet. Imagine how sensational it'd be.
You don't get peace and quiet where you are, where you live.
Not like that. Just the perfect darkness.
How would you pass the time?
I'd love that. 60 hours. I could do that without even fucking waking up. I'd sleep 30. The first 30 I'd sleep. I would love to be in pitch, no phone signal down there.
You'd enjoy.
Just like, oh, imagine they found me, I'd be like, just give me another few hours.
Would you enjoy going to the toilet, like, submerged in water?
I love pissing in the sea.
What about plopping in the sea?
I could plop in the sea, yeah.
I nearly had to plop in the sea once.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't have the courage to try and, I was in Turkey and the toilets were sort of like traditional toilets over there, so you got to sort of crouch and go.
Mm.
So there's nothing, it's just a hole in the water, in the floor, and then you get a bucket and you wipe your ass.
You wipe your ass with a bucket?
Yeah, there's like a little bucket and then you fill it up with a tap and then you throw it in your ass.
Crucial. I was going to say, paper is far more advisable to just smearing your shit all over a bucket.
So I saw it and I thought, do I just go in the sea?
Yeah. Turtles have been doing it for years.
What would you have done?
I'd shit in the sea. I'd love the excuse of shitting in the sea.
Because surely it clears it up, doesn't it? The salt water and that.
Yeah, and also every animal that lives in the sea is shitting in the sea. Where do you think sharks do a poo? They don't sort of like get out on the tail and go to a beachside toilet, do they?
Yeah, so you'd if you were down there,
I'd
60
poo in
hours.
There. Honestly, I'd love that.
But what about sleeping?
You'd be 60 hours, perfect. Wouldn't
sleeping
you love
or
it?
Pooing.
How much would you hate that?
I'd hate it. I don't want to spend 60 hours alone.
It's only it's under 3 days. Just
what does
chilling.
That mean? Yeah, but over 1 day is a lot.
No.
Ethan James would probably up to, because he likes just...
What do you reckon,
Have you
Ethan?
Been walking How would recently, you s- Ethan?
Would I shit in the sea? Sorry.
How would you find being underwater for 60 hours?
How would I find you in the water? No.
Oh,
say it again. You're talking over each other. Say it again, True.
How would you get on being in a sunken ship for 60 hours by yourself?
With Joe shit next to you.
Yeah. And actually, if we're thinking about it, probably 20 to 30 dead crewmates.
Oh, how would I get... I'd just probably be horrified. Maybe have a panic attack. Maybe just try and... find a way to end it on my terms.
That was bleak, wasn't it? What a bleak thing to say. End it on my terms. Out of everyone here, even I thought one you'd survive the longest because obviously you don't like pain. No, you don't mind pain.
You don't feel pain.
Don't feel pain, so you stay there for as long as you want. And two, you go on long walks and just stare into nothing and just you're fine.
On the treadmill?
Yeah.
You did that again today, didn't you?
Yeah, I did introduce some music today.
What did you listen to? With a stiffy.
Yeah.
No, stiffy. But if you have, like I said, well, I guess that's what I said to you last time, walking on the treadmill, you kind of get used to your beat, your own kind of
See?
Thing.
But imagine, so presumably it was like rescue people that found him.
Yeah.
But imagine, do you know those people who search like old boats for like gold and stuff?
Yeah.
Or just a deep sea diver. Imagine you're just swimming on like a holiday. Do you know you go to like the Great Barrier Reef? You're just swimming, you just go, oh, there's a little shipwreck here. You go in there's just fucking...
I've never been swimming in
something. Look at that. A flounder. A clownfish. You go around a corner, he's there. Imagine finding that.
Right,
go back up to the surface. What the fuck was that? Does he live there? Is he okay? Imagine coming across him, you just didn't know any chance he'd be there.
So funny.
He'd be like, fuck off. I'm trying to have a bit of peace and quiet here. How long do you think you'd last?
Oh, a day. And then I'll probably do an Ethan. Can I ask you a quick question before we go about one more news story?
Oh, of course.
The King's coming to Greater Manchester this week.
Which king? Eric.
King Charles.
Oh,
what would you do with him? No, I mean, how would you...
What wouldn't I do with him more like?
How would you occupy him?
Oh, what do you mean, how would I occupy him?
What would you do with him coming here? He said, oh, Joe, I love the pod.
Do the voice.
Take me out for the day. Oh, Joe. Sorry, I'm not very good at impressions.
Clear.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
What would you do with him for the day?
Probably go to this and that.
Because I take him for a curry.
I'd take him for a curry, but a cheap one. Because I don't think he's ever had that. He's eating...
It's a big statement, that. He's never had curry.
No, I don't think he's ever had a back street, down an alley, three curries and rice for £7.
Three rice?
Three rice, one curry for £7. He's never had that curry.
Basmati, egg fried.
I wonder if he's ever had a curry. Do you think he has?
Yeah, I think of course he's had curry.
What if he hasn't?
I think you'd be surprised. I think they have proper takeaway services to them.
You think they've had Mackey's?
Yeah.
Do you think? No, he hadn't had a Taco Bell. No way.
No, because Taco Bell's a bit of shit.
Yeah, man. But you
he's
know
definitely
that
because
you've had it. You
are? From KFC, he's had a bucket. Yeah. I'm talking about Camilla. Ethan, what would you do?
That is sacrilege.
I know, sorry, Camilla. What would you do with King Charles for the day, finally?
I don't know, maybe go out and about, like he's my mate. Maybe like I love Flight Club. I might take my Flight Club.
Well, the darts. It's like a bar with dartboards.
It'd just be quite cool if you.
You
just
need to do something with him that he's never done before.
He's never been to Flight Club.
Yeah, so you could, you know, like.
That's true.
Yeah, so like.
Go karting.
Yeah.
King's not going go-kart. Have you seen his fingers? Can't steer a fucking go-kart, can he?
Yeah, do something he's never done before. Like, not murder his ex-wife.
Do you know, I was really looking for a subtle joke to finish the pod, and you just went all in. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. I hope you're enjoying these final ones. That's not getting clipped. If you see King Charles, tell him to come on the pod. Joe, you legend.
Thank you very much.
By the way, these might be coming available soon.
I thought you meant the King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. I didn't know you meant the actual king.
Is that named after him?
Gotta be.
Ethan, any final words?
What a great show. I can't wait for the next one.
Oh, he's
just like a media trained beyond belief, isn't it? It's like Joey Barton at Marseille, putting an accent on everything. Right, thank you very much for joining us. Get your thoughts in the comments below. Hit like, hit subscribe, and also check out the Patreon. Link is in the description for extra shows, extra podcasts, extra good stuff. Check it out and become a patron.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wave, Ethan. Obviously.
Oh, bye.